Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud, Chulin Samech Alephs, Chulin 61a, pagination is 121. We'll start on the bottom line of the facing page at the two dots. Simanei ha'of lo nemru. The signs of the bird are not mentioned, meaning mentioned in the Torah. The Mishnah on Nuntes 59a told us that indeed the signs of kosher birds are not mentioned. Aval amru chachamim, but the chachamim said the difference between the kosher and the non-kosher is kol of hadores, any bird that claws, tamei, is non-kosher. Kol sheyesh lo etzba yisera, if it has an extra toe, an extra finger, so to speak. So some say that that's a longer front toe. Some say it has to do with a back toe. Vizefek v'kurkivan, vizefek and a crop. V'kurkivan or niklaf, and the gizzard can be peeled. Tahar, that's a sign that it's kosher. So our Gemara naturally jumps in and says, V'lo, we don't know the signs of a kosher bird. V'atanya, we learned in a braisa. Nesher. Regarding the nesher, the specific bird that's commonly translated as an eagle, although we'll have to discuss that. But nesher, ma nesher meyuchad. The eagle is a perfect example. The nesher is a perfect example. It's unique. She'ein lo etzba yesera. It doesn't have the extra finger. Vizefek, or a crop. Ve'ein kurkivan o niklaf. Its gizzard does not have the ability to be peeled. Vidoris, and it claws. Va'ochel. Vidoris va'ochel, it claws and eats. Tamei, it's non-kosher. Afko kayotze bo tamei, similarly, all other birds that have those signs is going to be tamei, non-kosher. Okay, torin, the turtle dove. Sheyesh lan etzba yesero, it has the extra finger. Vizefek, it has a crop. Vekurkavan niklaf, and it has the gizzard that can be peeled. Ve'ein dorsin va'ochlin, and they don't claw to eat. Tahorim, they're kosher. Afkol kayotze ben tahorim, similarly, birds that have those signs are going to be tahor. Amar Abaya. Abaya answered, lo nema pirushan midivrei Torah lemidivrei sofrim. In the Torah, it doesn't say these items of the checklist. That's midivrei sofrim. That's our traditions. But that's what it means, that it's not listed in the Torah, as opposed to an animal's signs, split hooves, choose its cud, that's listed clearly in the Torah. Now, the topic of nesher, which is commonly translated as eagle, is a tough topic because it comes up so many times. It exists in the psukim clearly, al kanfei nesharim, on the wings of eagles, we translate. And the question is if the nesher is indeed the correct translation. Tosfos on Samach Gimel, coming up, 63a, the bottom Tosfos, writes the word igla, Aleph, Yud Yud Gimel Lamed Aleph, and he says, Yesh Belo Etzba Yesera, it doesn't have the signs definitively like the non-kosher bird, the way our Gemara describes. The eagle actually has the extra toe. Whether we talk about the front long, we talk about a back toe, the configuration of the eagle's fingers would not indicate so definitively that it's the non-kosher bird. And we have therefore this question, if the eagle is indeed the correct translation for the word nesher. Art Scroll, note 46, where we are, which is 60b5, indeed has a discussion if this would be the correct translation. There's another well-known objection that Rashi describes the nesher as a bird that carries its young on its back, because it flies higher than all the other birds. In fact, we're told that the Nesher is the king of the birds. When we have the imagery in Yechezkel of the Kisei HaKavod, so the Nesher is considered the king of the birds. We don't find that the eagle puts its young on its back, even though that's how everyone teaches it. But when you go out into creation and try to see that behavior, we don't see it by the eagle. And therefore, there are many reasons to give us pause that perhaps the eagle is not the correct translation for the word Nesher. Be that as it may, we don't know of a different bird that fits the Nesher description. And in my Perek Shira discussions, we made a suggestion that maybe the Nesher really is not a bird that's known to us. We have the Tcheles, for example, the Medrash says, is Nignaz, was hidden away. And the Nesher, if it symbolizes redemption, it could be that it's also Nignaz. It could be it's hidden away. We don't have the ability to identify it. And we work off lessons from the Nesher that we're told, but we don't necessarily have a picture or an accurate translation for the word. There are those who try to suggest other birds, but each one of the birds doesn't quite fit the description of the Nesher. And if we say that the Nesher is Nignaz, it's actually a thought-provoking and uplifting concept that just as the description redeeming from Mitzrayim, Hashem describes it, is Al Kanfei Nesharim, so too, it's a bird of redemption that we have to wait and see until we're able to appreciate in the time of redemption what it looks like, what its lessons are, when it will be once again revealed. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.